In keeping with his new tradition of granting audience to the state's broadcaster on his regional tours, President John Mahama this morning was the guest on Radio BAR's morning show in Sunyani in Bonohafo. The president answered questions bordering on road infrastructure, health, education, agriculture, among others. President Mahama noted that the schools and the trees phenomenon requires time to completely eradicate them. As part of his government's plan to achieve this, all metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies have to construct 2 schools every year. President Mahama reiterated his belief in education as a bedrock of development, saying its essence cannot be overemphasized.
The dream is achievable, with or without me. I think that if any government prioritizes it, we should be able to completely eliminate schools under trees. That is those that we have surveyed and counted. I remember that in 2010, when we did a survey, it was said that there were 4,200 schools under trees. Since then, we've kept taking them out, and I must say we've taken out more than 1,700 schools under trees. And I believe that over the next 5 years, up to 2020,
the finger window of opportunity.
Trees every year.
No.
So where there are no proper schools or proper structures, the district assembly every year must build 2 schools. Now we have 216 district assemblies. So if each of them is building 2 schools a year, that already is 432 schools every year. And so if by the survey that we have, we still have about a little over 2,000 schools under trees, then building 432 schools, even at the district assembly level alone, would almost have taken them out. Not to talk about central government's commitment. Get Fund is also taking out schools under trees, and then central government is also budgeting for it. So I believe that notwithstanding any administration that is on, if they continue the policy that we have started, by 2020, the 4,200 schools that we surveyed would have been taken out. But let me remind you, human settlement continues to occur. So as you are taking out this 4,200, new settlements are coming up. You understand? And children are being born in that settlement who would need a school. So I'm not saying that after we take out these 4,200, there won't be another 200 or 300 that have suddenly cropped up. And so it's a process that
to finance operation.
1,000 live births. Today, we are losing about 300 mothers for every 100,000 live births. That means we've cut maternal deaths by 2/3. And so it means that there's something positive happening in our healthcare. But of course, the best statistic is to have 0 maternal deaths, because if your mother or your wife is one of the 300, it's unacceptable. And so we need to continue to
in Ghana and
building more health facilities. We're creating more space to absorb them. And so when I go around inspecting these health facilities and pushing the ministry to complete them quickly, it's to create more space for us to take on nurses. As we build new CHIPS compounds, it creates more space for us to take on nurses. And so every year, financial clearance is given for the number of nurses based on a survey of what the need is. And so every year we take in those nurses. But I've asked that we give priority to the nurses who are trained in public institutions. Some of the nurses that are being trained by the private institutions, their intention was that the private sector would also absorb them.
Okay.
But because the salaries and conditions in the public sector are much better than in the private sector, everybody wants to be recruited by government, both bonded and non-bonded nurses. And so that is the situation we're facing currently. But we're expanding the health sector as quickly as we can. And as we expand the health sector, we'll continue to absorb more nurses. We have a net freeze on the civil service and the local government service. But we don't have a freeze on the health sector and education sector. We're taking teachers, we're hiring nurses as they come out of school. And so
road to Sinyani will be open to traffic. Work is also progressing steadily on the Brekum-Sekwa Road, which has been placed under the Koko Roads Program for speedy completion.
The Brekum-Sekwa Road, it was on Government of Ghana budget, and that's accounted for the slow pace. We've moved it onto the Koko Roads Program. The Koko Roads Program has a faster payment system, and so I'm sure that people will see the road going faster than it has done previously. The inner ring road, we have done all the culverts. We had to put in 5 major culverts, and then there were valleys that we had to fill. And so all that work has been done, and then the contractor has worked to the base level. And so we expect that by August of this year, we should be able to open the ring road to traffic. We would also be able to finish half of the outer ring. We are doing the whole ring, but we expect that by the end of the year, we should finish half of it. And so you can link up straight from the Techiman Road and come down to the Kumasi Road without coming through Sunyani Town. And so that also is on track.
The president noted that Bonafo cannot be delinked from agriculture. He said as part of government's plan to diversify the sector to aid export, some interventions have been rolled out to boost the cashew industry. He mentioned plans to establish a cashew development board.
I met the chief farmers and the chiefs from the cashew growing areas barely 2 weeks ago, and that was one of the main requests they put to government. We had a discussion and we all agreed that we will go forward with a cashew development board because we realized that cashew has a very big potential to become a major export item and to bring in foreign currency. Aside from that, it fits into my diversification plan. I announced in the State of the Nation address that we must not continue to rely only on cocoa. We must diversify and introduce other crops that would help our export drive. And so cashew is one of them. I also mentioned the oil palm as one of them. I mentioned the coffee as one of them. Ghana used to produce quite a lot of coffee before, but it dwindled because we over-concentrated on cocoa at the expense of coffee. Then I mentioned shrimp and aquaculture as another. And so it fits into that diversification drive. And so we'll do everything to support the cashew farmers. One of the first things we'll do is to set up an implementation committee to work out the modalities for setting up the board. And once we get the report, then we will go ahead and set up the board, swear them in, and then we need to find offices for them to work. And I think that the capital of the board should be here in the Bronga Afu region because the Bronga Afu is the biggest producer of cashew. So it's most likely that the cashew development board office is going to be here in the Bronga Afu region.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has refuted claims that he's abusing incumbency. He said the state is responsible for his security and transportation and therefore finds it difficult if doing his constitutional responsibility could be tagged as an abuse.
The issue of incumbency has been discussed over the years. This is not the first time we're talking about it. Incumbency comes with advantages and disadvantages. The fact is, the president is the head of state, and the state is responsible for the president's security and transport. So anywhere I go, even in the campaign period, the state would have to transport me in safety. And so projects become ready at a certain time. I won't say because an election is due, then you suspend commissioning all projects that are ready and wait till after elections before you commission them. It doesn't make any sense. As I speak, there are projects that are going on. There are projects that will be ready for commissioning in September, in October, in November, even in December, even in January.